Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM.
When we get together.
All right.
Wave FM's
all right, we've mentioned on this show that in the last couple of weeks, Jade has been talking about her partner, Milko, a lot. They've been to a love cave. They've had a wonderful time. They've rekindled their relationship. They've learned about each other. Also, on the way, Jade was not able to get a spray tan, so she's pasty white. Pasty white. So we've combined these two things. We've got spray tan bingo. All right. So your body is broken up into six areas, okay? You got the right side of your face, your right arm, your right leg, left arm, left side of your face. Six questions. You only get a spray tan in those particular areas if you get the question right. Now, I've already been in touch with Milko, your husband. He has given me the questions. Jade, first of all, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling a bit nervous, actually, because as I said earlier, I've got a big event this weekend. So Saturday night, it's like a school reunion. We're doing Christmas in July, and I've spent a lot of time picking my outfit. And if I have one white leg and one brown leg, it's going to look like a bit of an idiot.
I'd be more concerned about the left, right face.
Oh, that's
okay.
True.
All right, first question this morning. This is for the right side of your face. So we've got a piece of cardboard to cover up the left side. All right. So first question, let's go for it.
What flavour ice cream do I like the most?
Oh, it's this weird flavour. It's like the connoisseur or something, and it's got like nuts in it and coffee and caramel. It's gross. But that's definitely his favourite ice cream. He buys it because he knows I don't like it.
All right, Milko, what did you say?
I like the connoisseur ice cream. Is it the Cafe Grande with the chocolate nuts in the
All right,
coffee
you got lucky. I think we're going the other side of your face. Yeah, all right. Okay, she gets half a face done, ladies and gentlemen. This is it. Give it a blast. Go nice and dark, Yvonne. Nice and dark. We don't want there to be any doubt here. What's going on?
You can check out the Vision Illawarra.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
It's Wave FM, springtime bingo. Cheese long live, nuts are in limbo. Wave FM's springtime bingo.
If you've just joined us, the premise is very, very simple, Damien.
It is very, very simple. We've got six questions given to us by your husband, Jade.
Yes.
If you get the questions right, you get a spray tan in a particular area of your body. This is all due to the fact that you went on a couples retreat with pasty white body. How are you feeling, Jade?
I'm feeling good. So far, so good. I've got one white, right? So I've got half my face is brown. And now we're moving on to my arm. Okay, so give me question number two. I'm confident, man. I'm one of one now.
All right, question number two. Take it away, Dino.
What was my first car?
Oh, God. I know when we first met, he had this blue ute. But I don't know if that was his first car.
Are you locking in blue ute?
I'm going to have to lock in blue ute because I don't know any other car he had.
First car I had was a Suzuki Vitara, old clapped out hardtop. Road registered, actual first car to drive on the road with a license was a VU red ute.
Red
ute.
No. Unfortunately, you got that wrong, Jade.
Damn it, I should have just said ute and left it like that, really vague.
All right, your right arm remains white. All right. On to your right leg.
Okay.
All right.
The legs are what count. The legs. I can wear a jumper on the weekend, but I had a little skirt to wear. Okay, a little skirt to wear on the weekend, so I need my legs done. All right, question number three. Hit me.
What would I rather be, a dog or a cat?
Oh, definitely a dog. He doesn't like cats.
Milko, what did you say?
Have I ever had relations in the outdoors?
Don't let her hear it.
Definitely a dog.
Definitely a dog.
Yay!
Get up this leg, Yvonne. Get the spray on.
Spray her leg, Yvonne.
Spray me like a dog to a tree.
All right, she's getting her right leg sprayed right now.
Go heavy, Yvonne, because these legs are very white. Very white indeed.
You can check out the Vision at the 96.5 Wave FM Facebook page as we play Spray Tan Bingo.
Oh, this is so good. Getting my spray tan, finally. Well, one leg anyway.
All right, so we are about to get on to our fourth question. Well, the leg is looking a lot better, Jade.
So much better already. I mean, this is amazing. It's kind of like going for a trip to Bali without having to get on the plane. So Bali in a bottle, one leg is done. 10 fat is muscle, that's what they say, Damien. Let's get the other leg done too.
She's got one leg done, one arm not done, half a face done. All right, things are changing. Let's get on to question number four. This is for your right... your left leg.
Left All right, leg here we're go. Playing for, okay.
Have I ever had relations in the outdoors?
Oh, God. Just trying to go back through the past 9 years of our relationship. I don't know. I don't know. I can't... I'm just going to err on the side of... I'm going to say yes.
All right, Milko. What?
Just like a bear in the woods, yes.
Yes! Woo! Get the other leggy one. Yes, I've got two legs.
All right, she's doing all right. She's doing all right. She's got a second leg being done right now. No one... Clearly, she has no history of remembering what actually happened in the woods.
Look, I don't remember what happened on the weekend, but hey... Safe to say, it must have been a memorable moment for both of us.
So, Damo, Jade, we are down to two remaining body parts. We have one side of the face done. We have a left leg done. Left leg being done now. Right leg's done. Right arm not done. Left arm not done. So we've got two body parts to go.
She's changing, which we're all pleased to see. I think everybody agrees here that Jade is starting to look... better?
Like alive, now that she's got some colour on her body?
It's like you've just been warmed up. Okay, so for your fifth question for the right arm, okay. Jade, okay, as I look at you, what did Milko ask you?
What celebrity would I most like to talk to?
Has to be Winston Churchill because he's such a nerd and he loves Winston Churchill.
I'm gonna preface this by saying the celebrity has to be alive.
Oh, okay. If they're alive, his whole past is Emma Watson. But I don't know, maybe that's not it. Wait. Who's probably the Hoof Man because he just loves that show, the Hoof GP.
All right, let's hear what his answer is.
If you could choose dead ones, it would be Winston Churchill. If not, it would either be probably Matt Damon or Ryan Reynolds.
Jeez. Hey, well, never pick those two. All right. That's a random love affair that I didn't know he was having.
Matt Damon or Ryan Reynolds, clearly his hall pass.
I thought that were mine.
Unfortunately for you, you do not earn an arm... Okay, so you got one more question. Now, at the moment, let's just... you've got two arms that aren't suntanned. You've got two legs that are. You got half a face that is covered.
Oh, God, I'm hoping I get the other half.
All right, last question for the right side of your face.
What hospital was I born?
I know this one. I know it. It's it begins with M. It's in Victoria. It's...
Come on, Jen.
Mitchum.
Did you say Michelin?
No, I think it's not like the Michelin man. No, I think it's Mitchum. Mitchum.
What do you say, Michael?
Mitchum Hospital in Melbourne.
Spray my face.
Jade, you are so lucky. I can't believe you would know what hospital he was born in. You get the other side of your face painted.
Oh, that is so good. Oh, I'm stoked.
All right. Your arms didn't get done, but your face is done. Your legs are done. Well done, Jade. I think you know your partner 60% of the time.
That's right. I still need to inquire about this Ryan Reynolds, Matt Damon thing he's got going on. That came out of nowhere.
All right. You can check out The Vision at Facebook Live, 96.5 Wave FM's Facebook Live page.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Damien and Jade's Topic Train. Topic Train.
Yeah, Topic Train's where we look at a few of the stories that have grabbed us. In fact, this first story I think has grabbed the entire nation's attention. After 37 years, the doors on Ramsay Street are set to close. Big night tonight with the finale.
Yes.
This show is just an institution. It's launched
it really
the
is.
Careers of so many massive names.
Oh,
rattle
isn't
them
it
off,
just...
Jade Minogue, Donovan,
Margot Robbie,
Russell
Damien Crowe, Leith,
Damien Leith, Greg McLaughlin, you name it. They're all gone through. through it.
So they say in tonight for the finale, about 49 stars will return to the show.
Oh, that's huge.
So she's like, we were all just talking about it. We're going to go watch it on TV. And we don't even watch Neighbours, but we'll watch the finale tonight.
And you'll catch up just like that.
It's going to be like I've never left.
Yeah, that's right. But there's been some epic TV finales over the years. Friends, Seinfeld,
902.
There's been some massive ones in the past 20 years or so. Question for you guys.
Yep.
Which TV show finale impacted you guys the most?
Well, most recently for me would be Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
I even didn't watch, like, the entire last season because I didn't want to have to wait every week for an episode to come out so I could sit and binge watch it all in one go.
Yeah.
And it was such a disappointing ending.
Was it?
It was not worth the time that I took to watch
really?
It.
Really?
I was so it could have ended so much better. And we'd spent so many years invested in this show for this big ending that just fizzled out.
Was there any dragons in the end?
No, all the dragons died.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Well, that's a disappointment.
And then Daenerys or whatever her name is, I can't even remember, because she's dead to me now. She actually died too. And then, again, that was just a bit random as well.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
I hadn't watched it yet, but I know. No,
don't worry, she dies. So she gets killed by Jon Snow, and I was just so disappointed. What about you?
For me, it was Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad, the finale. It was an amazing show. I reckon it's one of the best shows of all time. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
But the lead up to the end, Eileen, myself, a couple of friends, we all came around, a couple of bottles of wine, sat down, and we loved every bit of it. We loved every bit of it. It ended perfect. I reckon it was a perfect ending for a show.
Okay.
See, that's good.
Be cool.
It's nice when you get a perfect ending, unlike me. Game of Thrones.
All right, we go from reminiscing to scaring the pants off you right now.
Okay.
Scientists are turning dead spiders into robots. You heard me correct. Now, in what sounds like a setup for a bit of a horror film, these graduate students, Faye Yap, in partnership with fellow engineer Daniel Preston, have discovered a way to use dead spiders. So, as you know, spiders have these great little grips.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can, those little hands are theirs, their little feet can just,
climb
hook
up
onto
walls.
Anything. So, what they're doing is they can find these dead spiders and then turn them into like little robots and use them to fix faults in microelectronic devices. Imagine a tiny little spider going inside your Apple iWatch and fixing it. Yeah, because they can hang on to one diode and then hang on to another thing.
How do you go around and come to our house? Mama Jude likes killing spiders.
That's it. Or go to anywhere where there's a kid with a magnifying glass.
Yeah, that's
stop. All right, just maim it.
Jade's there with the
need the body
with the remote sending the spider into Mama Jude's room. About that. Look, okay, so that's a collab, right?
Yeah.
Spiders and robots. I want to know, what would be the collab between your two biggest fears if we could mash them together?
Oh. See, my biggest fear, I get claustrophobic. I don't like small spaces. And sharks scare the life out of me. What my biggest fear would be being trapped inside a shark.
I don't know.
Or being in a small space with a shark. So instead of having the shark outside the shark cage, it's actually in the shark cage with me.
So your fear is if a shark arrived in your bath.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
you're having a bath and suddenly, lo and behold, you look down in the bubbles and there's a shark.
Yeah, but there'd also be a lid on the bath because I've got claustrophobia.
That is pretty scary.
That's hell
Look, I'm not big into snakes. I'd be scared of them. But I don't like cheese. So if we had a kind of a combination of maybe a snake that spits cheese at you, that would be terrifying
for
me.
Terrible.
Don't bring one of those things anywhere near me, slithering up.
Blue vein,
you've
coming
just
at
been
you.
Cheesed.
Right.
Have we got anti-venom for the cheese?
Love it. That is our topic train this morning. Be aware of the spiders, robots, the cheese, the snakes, and all that gear.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
The jig is up. The scam.
What scam?
The female scam that's been going on for centuries. I think it's possibly centuries.
What female scam are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, don't play dumb with me. I know all about it. Whenever I chat to my wife, Eileen, and other women that I know, including you, you'll occasionally say, oh, got to go to the hairdresser today. And I'm going to be there for hours. Got to sit down and, you know, got to get the roots done of my hair. And I, you know, and it always sounds like, ah, you poor people. You know, you got to do that to make, you know, to pretty your hair. Oh,
beauty is pain. That's what they say.
Beauty is pain. Yeah. And up until now, I've always empathized. You know, when Eileen said it to me, I've gone, oh, you poor thing. Don't worry, I'll look after, you know, the house and I'll get the kids. And,
yeah, I'll cook dinner tonight if you're going to go to the hairdresser today. You'll be absolutely exhausted when you get back.
You will be. Yeah. Have an early night.
I totally can relate to that. I see where she's coming from. Yep.
You remember recently we went to Heron Harlow in Shell Harbour for Staff It Up.
Oh, yep.
Okay, when we were in there, Amy, who owns the place, she said, hey, Damien, you come in and I'll do your hair for you.
She saw the home job that you'd done and she was like, oh, my God, I'm mortified.
Well, you go on stage with that on your head. We won't get into why she wanted to do it. Look,
it was a community service, I feel like.
Oh, you reckon it was that? It's an outreach program.
Because you kept going, oh, I'm fine. And she went, no, you need to come in.
All right, so I went in yesterday. I went to the hairdressers, and I was there for about 2.5 hours. Okay, and I felt the pain that women go through. You know, I it was almost like childbirth. I went in there and I was given a coffee, and then I was given some sparkling water while I got to read my book, and then you know, I sat back in the chair and I think three different people worked on my hair and we discussed life. I learned about myself through the process. I discovered who I am. Then I had my hair washed at one point and the lights were dimmed down and I was told if I felt like having a nap, I could have a nap.
Oh, did they turn the massager on?
Yeah, and the chair I was sitting in massaged my back for the entire time. and then I had a cocktail. I had a French martini while I was there as well. And I was just, as I was sitting there and I was going through this ordeal.
Oh, it's tough.
This ordeal that women go through all the time, you know. I was thinking, geez, men, we just don't appreciate what you guys do. It's a scam. You've been pulling this scam on men for ages. Making us believe that you guys are, this is the most luxurious thing I've ever gone through. I normally go to get a haircut and it's like, gee, you know, that's it. You're out within 5 minutes.
15 minutes back in the car.
Back in the car.
You know, it's a good experience if you haven't been nicked on the ear with the razor, the buzz cutter.
I came out relaxed. I came out learning more about myself from the whole experience.
That's why it's so exhausting. The personal growth you go through, hard drinking cocktails that are free.
It's very hard. And
getting your head massaged.
I'm sorry, but you know, you guys have been pulling the scam. You know, and for all the men out there, I'm telling you. All right. Don't listen anymore. Book it in yourself.
So, how was the experience all up? You know, you going to go back again or?
I've organised another haircut every 5 weeks for the remainder of the year. I'll go through the pain. I'll go through the pain.
Damien time. It's been pencilled in the diary.
Call it research.
It's research.
Have you organised an Uber? Because that's generally what you need after you've been at the hairdressers.
You women, you got to watch you guys.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. You'll make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.